to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Over the years, a number of lovely and haunting songs and themes have been composed or performed in ways that mourn or remember loved ones who've been lost. We'll be hearing some of them in the next hour, including music from Billie Holiday, Charlie Hayden, Anita O'Day, Duke Ellington, Lou Rawls, and others. It's Reminiscing in Tempo, Remembrance in Jazz and Popular Song, coming up next on Nightlights.
When the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me, and it's your face I see, and I believe that you are there. In a garden, when I stop to touch a rose, and feel the petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile, and I suppose that somehow maybe you are there. When I'm dreaming and I find myself awake without a warning, then I rub my eyes and fantasize, and all at once I realize it's morning, and the fantasy is fading like a distant star at dawn. My dearest dream, I often think there's just one thing to do. Pretend the dream was true, and tell myself that you
singer Irene Krall, performing a standard written by Dave Frischberg, You Are There, from her 1977 album The Gentle Rain. Irene Krall, a very talented and perennially underrated singer whose older brother was the Roy of singing duo Jackie and Roy. The Gentle Rain turned out to be her final album. She'd pass away the following year at the age of 45. Remembrance is the theme on this edition of Nightlights, with jazz and popular song along those lines on the way from Ben Webster, Marion McPartland, Duke Ellington, and others. Music that serves in one form or another as a means of grieving or remembering. And I'll start off with a set of songs that all deal with the loss of a lover, including the classic St. James Infirmary and Nina Simone's take on a song from Porgy and Bess. Right now, a song that helped launch the career of Frank Sinatra. It was his first hit with Tommy Dorsey's big band, and it was written by a woman who played piano in Ina Ray Hutton's all-girl orchestra. Ruth Lowe was only 25 when her husband of 1 year died during surgery. Out of Lowe's anguish came the song I'll Never Smile Again, and eventually the song found its way to Dorsey, who liked it enough to give it a try. Years later, Sinatra remembered rehearsing for the recording session, saying, Tommy asked the pianist Joe Bushkin to play the song. I noticed that everybody suddenly was very quiet. The whole orchestra sat quietly when he played it. There was a feeling of a kind of eeriness that took place, as if we all knew that this would be a big hit and that it was a lovely song. Here's a 1940 radio broadcast of I'll Never Smile Again on Nightlights.
Until I smile at you, I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that our romance is through. I'll never love again. I'm so in love. Until I smile at you.
I feel so blue, and I feel heartbroken. What am I my baby, she went away, and she left me. No, 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 never to come back. No, to St. James Infirmary, and I heard my baby groan. I felt so broken-hearted. She used to be my own. I tried so hard to keep from crying. My heart felt just like lead. She was all I had to live for, and I wished that it were me instead. Oh yeah, sweet, so cold, so bare. But let her go, go. God bless the girl, or wherever she may be. She can search this whole wide world all over, but she won't ever find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, a box back coat, and a Stetson hat, and put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain to all the boys who know that I died standing in the path ahead. Yeah, I died standing pat. Well, I say, James Infirmary, won't you let my baby go? I don't want to go on without that girl, because I love her so. Say that I'm lonesome and brokenhearted. You know that I am so blue. Without my baby by my side, Lord, I just don't know what I'm gonna do now. St. James Infirmary, let my baby go. Let my baby go. Won't you let my baby go? Now you let my baby go. Yeah, let my baby go, let my baby go, let my baby go, let my baby go, let my baby go. St. James Infirmary, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You got the piano ready? Okay. My man's gone now. Ain't no use of listening. His tired footsteps climbing up a stairs. Old man, son. keep me company. Whispering beside me when I say my prayers, when I say my prayers, working means travelers, journeying together to the promised land. But old man sorrow mounting all the way with me, telling me that I'm old now, since I lose my man, since I lose my man. Since I lose my man.
Nina Simone doing George Gershwin and DeBose Hayward's song for Porgy and Bess, My Man's Gone Now, from the Simone anthology Sugar in My Bowl. Lou Rawls before that doing St. James Infirmary, based on an 18th century folk song called The Unfortunate Rake, from the CD Lou Rawls Live. And Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey doing I'll Never Smile Again at the start of the set, from The Sentimental Gentleman of Swing. Two songs now often associated with funerals. We'll hear When the Saints Go Marching In, which is often used in New Orleans funeral marches, in which it was played as a dirge while the departed one was taken to the cemetery, and then played in an upbeat manner on the way back. We're going to hear pianist Marion McPartland's quiet memorial recording of it for her husband Jimmy, done a few years after his passing in 1991. A very nice non-Dixieland blast version. First, tenor saxophonist Ben Webster, whose way with the ballad seems made for this song, written by an Englishman but appropriated by the Irish and often played at funerals and wakes. Danny Boy on Nightlights. Thank you. Mary McPartland performing When the Saints Go Marching in remembrance of her husband Jimmy from her CD Just Friends, and saxophonist Ben Webster before that doing Danny Boy from his album King of the Tenors. I'll have more music for Remembrance in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Reminiscing in Tempo, Remembrance in Jazz and Popular Song on Nightlights.
Thank you.
When Victor Young wrote the theme for Humphrey Bogart's 1955 movie The Left Hand of God, each man had little more than a year left to live. Young would pass away from a cerebral hemorrhage in November of 1956, and Bogart would die of cancer 2 months later. Though the theme music was meant to evoke the romantic feelings in the film between Bogart and actress Jean Turney's characters, its mood and its chronological proximity to Young and Bogart's passing have bestowed an elegiac quality on it over the years. And bassist Charlie Hayden, whose group Quartet West has devoted itself in part to recording music associated with Hollywood's golden age, did a nice orchestral-backed version of the piece for their CD Now's the Hour a few years ago. We'll also hear Joe Stafford's rendition of a beautiful Arthur Schwartz Howard Dietz standard that Quartet West has covered as well. First, Charlie Hayden and The Left Hand of God on Nightlights.
There's a ghost of you within my heart and heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart, be still my haunted heart. It's you who must belong to me, and thrill my haunted heart. Be still my haunted heart.
Joe Stafford doing Haunted Heart from the CD Walkin' My Baby Back Home. Quartet West before that featuring bassist Charlie Hayden on Victor Young's The Left Hand of God from their CD Now Is the Hour. In May of 1935, Duke Ellington's mother passed away at the age of 56, precipitating one of the worst crises of her son's adult life. Sometime later, while riding with the band on a train through the South, he began to write what would emerge as a musical memorial, reminiscing in tempo, describing it as a detailed account of my aloneness after losing my mother. Every page of that manuscript was dotted with smears and unshapely marks caused by tears that had fallen. I would sit and gaze into space, pat my foot, and say to myself, "Now, Edward, you know she would not want you to disintegrate, to collapse into the past, into your loss, into lengthy negation or destruction. She did not spend the first part of your life preparing you for this negative attitude." Ellington scholar Eddie Lambert writes, "The design of the piece is based on constant variation and development of the main material and of supplementary motifs. Emotionally, the music gradually clouds over, sinking deeper into darkness and despair, and then works through to a final section which allows a brighter, more optimistic conclusion. Ellington's use of the band is tightly controlled, and the soloists are used solely for contrast of color, texture, and phrasing. It is impossible to find in all of Ellington's vast output a work where he more consciously uses the orchestra as a medium of his own personal expression." Reminiscing in Tempo was a signal moment for Ellington, and it pointed the way towards future long-form works that would further his legacy as a major American composer. Out of his grief came creative life. Duke Ellington and Reminiscing in Tempo on Nightlights. Thank you. Duke Ellington's epic Reminiscing in Tempo, written and recorded in 1935 in remembrance of his mother, from the recent Mosaic anthology of Ellington's 1930s big band recordings. I'll close out this remembrance edition of Nightlights with Billie Holiday's take on the World War II era standard I'll Be Seeing You, and this Andy Razoff UB Blake song, which Anita O'Day sang in the 1959 biopic The Gene Krupa Story. Here she is doing Memories of You on Nightlights.
Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you here and there. Everywhere, scenes that we once knew, and they all just recall memories, memories of you. How could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Your face be in my dreams, spite of all I do and everything seems to bring memories of you. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do, everything seems to bring memories. Shabba-dabba-doo. Everything that's light and gay.
I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
I close with Billie Holiday performing I'll Be Seeing You from the Complete Commodore Master Takes, and Anita O'Day before that doing Memories of You from the Gene Krupa Story. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights, which is dedicated to the memory of Carol Fields Johnson. Special thanks to the Yahoo Songbirds listserv and to Dick Bishop. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlock Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockmusic.com, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.